Yeah.
Okay, so Mike.
Where's the,
have you got, Savannah? Wait, have I got a piece of paper?
I don't know where it is.
This is the table.
I better walk. I get that.
Stay locked.
All right. Just tell me
good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Worship on Wednesdays.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, wow. All right, what I want you to do before we're going to sing, and then we're going to do a prayer request and then sing some more before the message. But first off, I want you to shut your eyes. Get yourself in a worship mode. Remember why you're here. We're here to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's keep our focus on Him and Him alone tonight. Okay, let's stand and we'll sing. Be seated. Okay. Have any prayer requests? Nikki? Also, while I'm thinking about it, welcome. Is Paul back? Is Paul in here? Well, he's... Okay. But be sure and welcome Paul back because we haven't seen him in a while. And we need to put Tommy Markham on. He has like an upper respiratory infection and wasn't able to cook tonight. So we need to put him on our prayer list. Cameron? Mm-hmm. Michael? They found another knot. Oh, she's good, good. Heather. Anyone else? Heather? Okay. Do you know what her name is, Heather? Carson? Okay, Carson. Okay. Jay? Michelle Coe, oh yeah, Michelle had, Michelle Coe, y'all might know Michelle, she's one of the twins that comes with Jesse sometimes, and Michelle had knee surgery today. She was in quite a bit of pain this afternoon when Jesse talked to her, so, okay, Jess. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Dylan? Surgery on what? On your toe. Okay. Is it hot in here, y'all, or is it just me? If somebody can adjust the air. Yes, definitely me. I knew that was coming. Heather. Okay. Sharice. Okay. Nick. What's her name? Weimer? Okay. Anybody back here? Yeah. Okay. This coming a week from today, guys. See this poll. I want y'all to be out there. Show your faith. Share your faith. Anyone else? CS Poll. Does anybody not know what CS Poll is? Okay, CS Poll is one time a year where you gather outside around the flagpole and you have prayer for your school, your schoolmates, whatever you want to pray about it. But it's it has to be, of course, we all know, it has to be a student-led thing, but it's every year they do a one Wednesday that the see you at the poll, and they encourage all students to go out and show, just kind of show their faith and the numbers of the faithful kids that are there. Yes, ma'am. See you at the poll is next Wednesday. Okay. I'm sorry.
No one. One of my teachers, I'm a really good teacher, really Christian lady. She wakes up like every day, but she's not allowed to. Mm-hmm. And one of the kids asked about it the other day, and she wanted to talk to me, and she knew I got to talk to her, like, her church. So she asked me if I'm going to preach in school. So I'm doing
it. Oh, you are? Good. Y'all lift Nolan up tomorrow. When you wake up in the morning, pray for him. He's going to be witnessing to the school. Okay. Yeah. Gastro, whatever it is, yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to see another hand up? Nikki again? Yeah. In for you. That was Ravenwood, the Health Occupational Students Association is having a blood drive at Ravenwood tomorrow. So if anybody's interested. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did you guys hear that? If you'd shut your mouth, you'd know what she was saying. She said, thank you for dinner tonight. I saw one of them over there moving her mouth and wasn't hearing anything you were saying. So. Okay. All right, anybody else? Okay, let's bow our heads. I just want to say I am so excited to see more and more people coming on Wednesday nights. Wednesday night is my favorite night of the week, including Sunday. I love Wednesday nights. I love the whole atmosphere and everything about it, and it just, whenever more and more people start showing up, it makes my heart sing. So, and I'm sure it makes God's heart sing too. So, I'm just really excited. Tell all your friends about it. And this is, you know, we started this out as a youth thing, but we've got more and more adults that are coming. Spread the news to your adult friends too. We want them here. So, okay, let's bow our heads. I'm going to name the people on the prayer list. Jennifer, an upper respiratory infection. Travis Templeton, in the loss of his friend. Tommy Markham. Ricky Headley Jr. family. Keith Rosenberry. Carly Costley. Michelle Coe. Phyllis Maddox. Mr. Cliff, Dylan Holt, Mr. Terry and Ms. Deborah, Sharice, Ms. Weiner, Nolan and his friend, Jessica Smithson. We give you praise also for Margaret Nairn's good report. Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here. Thank you for the freedom to come here. Lord, this service has come to mean so much to me. And I pray that it would come to mean as much to those that are attending it. Lord, let us worship you with all our hearts and all our minds and all our souls tonight. Let us keep our focus on Jesus and Jesus alone. Lord, we lift up the people on this prayer list. We know that you know their needs better than we, and we pray that your will would be done in their life. Lord, just lead us, guide us, be with Jade as she brings the message tonight. Just lead us, Lord, on the path of righteousness. Search our hearts. Point out the things that offend you in creating us a clean heart. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, stand if you can. Youth, you can, unless you've got a broken leg. And we're going to sing.
Okay, I have a couple first. Hey guys, I just wanted to challenge you and ask you to sign up in the lobby for the speaking on Wednesday nights. Please don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to experience God. Pray when you go home. Just pray and ask what the Lord wants you to speak, what He wants you to bring, what kind of message He wants you to bring to us. And it's not about us. It's all about Him. Please don't be afraid. We are so sure that you've got the things that will be very useful to everybody here. Just pray and think. He's great. We cannot even imagine how great he is.
You have word of God.
Jade, do you mind to read us word of God? Yeah, that's okay.
I'm
day, word of God speak, power let rise, worship my eyes to see, your majesty, the beast that I know, your young and bright, please let me stay.
Will I fall? Will I see? can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? When all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah, I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I can only imagine.
To the depths of the sea, creation revealing the majesty. From the colors of fall to the break of the sea, every creature unique in the summer. All explaining, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck before you. I need as we hardly know. You are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? What's been heavenly for has been blown away. Who imagined the sun and gives joy to its light? What confused it to be like the coolness of life?
may be seated. Our message tonight is going to be brought by Jade. Jade, would you come up front? Before I start, I'm not going to pray, but I want to have like a moment of silence where everybody can pray by themselves and prepare themselves for this message. So please bow your heads and let's pray. Amen. Okay, here we are again, another Wednesday night, another time to worship. Here we are, another school year, new classes. Here we are, in this very minute, with a chance of changing, a chance to not argue, a chance to love each other, a chance to forgive, and a chance to live. Every night, I pray to God that if it was His will, He would give another day, and I wake up every morning thinking about what I can do differently. What I can change about my life, my personality, and my attitude. But as a human being, I forget, mess up, say stupid things, and make stupid mistakes. My sermon is based off of the Bible. Whoa. Not stories in the Bible, but advice that is given to us. The next part of my sermon comes straight from the Bible. Every word, I use so many scriptures that I decided to leave out where they are. But if you'd like to know, then let me know, because then I can give them to you. So, here we go. Advice for tomorrow. Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. Sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim His salvation day after day. Yet, if you devote your heart to Him and stretch out your hands to Him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil in your tent, then you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning. You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will court your favor. Everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in the spirit. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against you, nor the hand of the wicked drive you away. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath, so not fret. It only leads to evil. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, those who push aside false gods. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow precepts have good understanding. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. Wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked men, from men whose words are perverse.
Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of your life. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and joy may end in grief. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A friend loves at all times. A cheerful heart is good medicine. The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. A good name is more desirable than riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. A good name is better than fine perfume. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Do not pay attention to every word people say, or you may hear your servant cursing you. For you know in your heart that many times you yourself have cursed others. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that all these things God will bring you judgment. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there and in the front of the altar. First go and reconcile to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Love must be sincere. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Don't have anything to do with foolish arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Love one another as Christ has commanded us. Well, there you are. That's a lot of advice for just tomorrow, right? But you must have guessed by now that this advice is for the future, not just tomorrow. So, yeah, it's for tomorrow, the next day, and even the next minute. So what can you change? Who do you need to apologize to or reconcile with? What temptations do you need to avoid? What are you going to do about gossip? How are you going to treat your parents? And who needs to know that you love them? tonight I want you guys to think really hard, and I don't want you to leave and forget about this, and I want you to, I hope you guys listen, because I think you did, and I really, this advice goes to everybody, including myself, and I hope that if there are any issues that you have, you'll pray right now, and you'll figure them out. Even if it's with someone, you know, just figure it out, because you can. So, once again, I'm not going to end the sermon with a prayer, but I will ask you to please close your eyes and pray for yourself and for others around you and the message. So, let us pray. Amen. That's it.
Thank you, Jay. I just wanted to share something that I've been doing this week. I was when you shut your eyes to pray, sometimes everything's going through your head except for what should be going through your head. Okay, it's like what I've got to do tomorrow, and I need to clean the bathroom, and I need to, you know, I mean, all these things are going through your head, and I have been trying to ask myself, how do you shut that off? You know, Brennan talked about in his message about be still, and be still and know that I'm God. How do I do that? It seems like every time I try to go to a quiet place, the phone rings, the dog barks, the cat meows, the kids knock on the door. I mean, it's always something that's intriguing. But this week I have found that I was reading an article in the paper on meditation and, you know, the dangers of meditation, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, you know, if you're meditating on God's Word, I don't think there's any danger in that. So what I have tried to do this week is when I'm in my prayer time, just kind of get in a comfortable position. Remember when Susan was here and she said everybody get in a comfortable position, you know, palms up, breathe deeply. Well, I've been doing that at home. And my mantra in my head is, be still and know that I am God. And I just keep repeating that to myself. And you guys, after a while, all you hear is silence and you can feel yourself communing, just you and God. So it does work. Try it. If you have that problem where you can't shut your head off and you want to pray, but you know, or you're busy. I always get so busy and it's like, okay, God, I pray for blah, 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 blah. Forgive me of my sins. I'm in. I never stop to listen to what He's saying back to me. And I think it is so important. I have felt better this week, been more energetic, and felt happier than I have in a while. And I think it's because I've been taking it 5-10 minutes just to be still and know that God is there. So I challenge y'all to try that this week. Also, did anybody give any pocket crosses out? Okay, wow, that's great. Any response, any witness to anything, what happened when you did it? Nikki? That's all right. You did what you were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, Jay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so you've got good responses mostly and bad responses. Jesse? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. So, you know, we're getting them out there. We're getting, as long as you're getting God's love and God's words out there, don't worry about the responses you're going to get. If you get a bad response like Allison did, just pray for them. That's all you can do. You pray for them. Be a witness to them in your life. Okay, let's sing.
Pam, you made me think of something. I was just reading it this week about contemplative prayer and meditation. Uh-huh. And just a word of warning, there's two different kinds. Uh-huh. Like you say, uh-huh, to meditate on God's Word, but there's a, I won't get too deep into it, but there's some groups out there I don't think have our best interest in mind. That, mm-hmm, their definition of contemplative is when you shut your brain off. Uh-huh. Not shut out the noise, which you wanted to do. Because you can do that by drawing close to God, but contemplate means to contemplate, to think. You know, so contemplative prayers where you don't shut your mind off, you just redirect it. Just get it on the thing, you know. You get your mind on what God's after. So just be aware that some of that stuff out there, those articles, contemplative is just shutting your brain down and going, you know. And that's certainly not it. God wants us to continue to think about what He wants us to think about. So I'm glad you mentioned it.
Dear Lord, we are praying to You that our hearts would be a sanctuary for You, where Your Spirit can abide, and nothing would make You sad, or our sins, and when we release, when we are chosen, making wrong choices, we don't want You to be sad because of us. We want You to be rejoicing, seeing how Your children trying to be faithful, trying to walk Your ways. We're praying right now that our bodies and our hearts would be a sanctuary for You. Please abide in us and transform us. Make us new, make us Your beautiful children, witnessing to this world about You. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, for You.
Come in. You may be seated. Guys, don't let yourself get too busy to spend time with God every day for just a few minutes. Okay? You can talk to Him anytime, anywhere, any place. Pray to Him anytime, anywhere, any place. But take time every day to be quiet and listen to what He's saying to you. Jerry, would you close us in prayer? Youth, Sunday night, 5 o'clock play practice, and then afterwards we're going to get together and make pocket crosses. Terry taught a few people, the proper way to make them. We're going to make pocket crosses and just have a discussion, and I might have some food for y'all if you'd be real sweet. Okay? All right, see you Sunday.
Thank you.
Discussing who was going to take each pass.
Okay.
I don't think we discussed the bill, really. I think that'd be good. All right, John, you'll start. Neighbors. Oh.
Oops.
Well.
Yeah, was that the original key?
That was different.
Neighbor
sees a baby, brother sees a baby, mama sees a miracle. Look at him. Sister sees a daughter dressed. Preacher sees a family blessed. Mama sees a miracle.